Red Elephant Radio Podcast, bringing you all the latest news from Alabama athletics. You can find us on the web at www.thehashtag.us.
Roll Tide.
Welcome into Red Elephant Radio and Roll Tide. Alabama was on their bye week this week, so we're going to be taking a look around at the top 25 and the SEC as far as scores from this week's games go, and then taking a look forward to next week in the SEC and NCAA top 25. Now, the college football playoff rankings, that starts on Tuesday. They'll be releasing those. Expect Alabama to be number one. But we're going to be looking around the nation to see who we think might be surrounding Alabama. If we start in the SEC from this weekend, number three Georgia stays undefeated, beats Florida 42-7. It was 21-0 after the first quarter, and the game was pretty much over from there. Arkansas comes back from behind to beat Ole Miss 38-37. Both teams now are 3-5, 1-4 in the SEC. South Carolina holds on. Vanderbilt couldn't score late. 34-27. South Carolina moves to 6-2 overall, 4-2 in the SEC. They're having quietly a very good season. Vanderbilt goes to 3-5, 0-5 in the SEC. Missouri beats Connecticut 52-12 to move to 3-5. They're still 1-2 in the SEC. Mississippi State dominates Texas A&M 35-14 on the road. At Mississippi State 6-2, 3-2 in the SEC. Texas A&M 5-3, 3-2 in the SEC. So the Mississippi State Bulldogs look very good, just in time for Alabama to visit them in 2 weeks. Alabama's remainder of the way is actually facing a bunch of teams that are playing some of their best ball. LSU's playing their best ball. Then we'll go to Mississippi State, who's playing their best ball. And then you get Mercer, followed by Auburn, which will be a tough game. And then hopefully we'll be in the SEC championship game and playing Georgia. So Alabama, although many people would say they haven't been challenged to this point, have one of the more challenging schedules the rest of the way. If they're going to win the national championship, they're going to end up playing 4 to 5 teams that have the capability to beat them. Kentucky beat Tennessee 29-26. Kentucky moves to 6-2 overall, 3-2 in the SEC. Tennessee falls to 3-5, 0-5 in the SEC. So, looking around the top 25, a bunch of top 25 teams playing each other yesterday. Started on Thursday night, we're number 20, Stanford. Barely beats Oregon State, 15-14. Number 24, Memphis, on Friday night, beat Tulane, 56-26. Saturday, Ohio State comes from behind to beat Penn State, 39-38. It looked like Ohio State had the better team. Some crazy things kept going Penn State's way. And by the end of the game, I do think the better team won. So Ohio State, I fully expect them to be in the playoffs. I personally think that they are the second best team in the country, and I think they could give Alabama some problems. So again, there's a lot of good teams out there that Alabama's about to have to play if they're going to win the national championship this year. 42-7, we already said. Number three, Georgia beats Florida. Iowa State upsets TCU, so Iowa State has upset Oklahoma and TCU this year. They beat them 14-7, number four TCU falls. Number five, Wisconsin beats Illinois 24-10. So Wisconsin hoping they can be in one of those top four playoff spots. Number seven, Clemson beats Georgia Tech 24-10. Number eight, Miami beats North Carolina 24-19. Number nine, Notre Dame beats number 14 NC State 35-14. Number 10, Oklahoma beats Texas Tech 49-27. Number 11, Oklahoma State beats number 22, West Virginia 50-39. Number 12, Washington beats UCLA 44-23. Number 13, Virginia Tech beats Duke 24-3. Number 15, Arizona beats Washington State 58-37. Number 16, Michigan State falls to Northwestern 39-31 in triple overtime. Number 17, South Florida upset by Houston 28-24. Central Florida beats Austin Peay 73-33. And USC beats Arizona State 48-17. So when the rankings come out Tuesday, I do think Alabama will be number one. I think Georgia will be number two. I think Ohio State will be number three. I think that win over Penn State was huge. They're playing really good ball right now. And then number four is either going to be Wisconsin, Clemson, or Notre Dame, in my opinion. So we'll see how it shakes up. Whoever's 5, 6, and 7 will all have an argument that they could be 4. So we could have some controversy this year. It usually plays its way out to where the top 4 teams are fairly clear. So we'll see. You've got Notre Dame and Oklahoma. Miami still in the mix that I didn't mention there. So Penn State, how far will they fall? So very interesting on Tuesday. We'll see what the selection committee chooses. Looking ahead, next week in the SEC, Auburn will be paying a trip to Texas A&M coming off that huge loss to Mississippi State. We'll see how A&M bounces back. Auburn 6-2, Texas A&M 5-3. Mississippi State will be hosting UMass, who just got a double overtime win over Appalachian State. So Mississippi State at 6-2 will be playing UMass. Florida will be traveling to Missouri. Florida at 3-4, Missouri at 3-5. That'll be an 11 o'clock game, by the way. All three of those games are 11 o'clock games, along with Vanderbilt hosting Western Kentucky. So Vanderbilt, Mississippi State hosting non-conference opponents at 11, Florida to Missouri at 11, and Auburn to Texas A&M at 11. 2:30 CBS game, South Carolina at 6-2 at Georgia 8-0. That could be an interesting game. Ole Miss traveling to Kentucky at 3. Ole Miss at 3-5, Kentucky at 6-2. Arkansas hosting non-conference Coastal Carolina at 3. Tennessee hosting non-conference Southern Miss at 6:30. And Alabama, LSU is the doubleheader, the second game after Georgia, South Carolina, 7 o'clock at night on CBS. 8-0 Alabama hosting number 23, LSU at 6-2. So that's going to be a huge game. The SEC games next week really are going to possibly end the SEC race. If Alabama can defeat LSU, they will be firmly in the driver's seat. And at that point, any loss by Auburn will put Alabama in the SEC championship in Atlanta. So if Alabama can just win and then Auburn, say, loses to Georgia, Auburn would have 2 SEC losses. And even if Alabama lost to Auburn, they would only have 1. That, of course, assuming Alabama beats LSU and Mississippi State. Auburn surely is going to be the hardest game from here on out. But LSU could present challenges if they play some of their best ball. This isn't one of the best LSU teams Alabama's beaten under Saban, so I do think they'll get the job done. But that's going to be a great game. A little worried about Mississippi State, how great they're playing. That's kind of a trap game right after LSU going to Mississippi State, maybe not playing your best ball, and Mississippi State playing UMass this week, basically a bye week. They will be very ready for Alabama, and that place will be rocking with the cowbells and a chance for Mississippi State to get another signature win. So Alabama's got a tough road from here on out, but this week coming up is going to tell us a lot about the SEC West race. If Georgia beats South Carolina, I believe that does it. They're already going to Atlanta, but not officially. So I think Georgia can wrap up the East. So we're getting very close to the end of the season. Quick update on recruiting rankings. Alabama is 34 in the Rivals team ranking with 11 commits, 9 4-stars, 2 3-stars. So still moving very slowly, slowly but surely filling up this class. It's not top 10 yet. We need some big signings to probably propel us. But a 3-star athlete, Vernon Jackson, a 4-star offensive lineman, Jarrett Bell, a 4-star defensive end, Cameron Latou, a 4-star athlete, Slade Bolden, 4-star offensive lineman, Tommy Brown, 4-star defensive end, Stephen Wynn, 4-star defensive back, Jalen Davis, 3-star kicker, Skylar DeLong, 4-star linebacker, Quay Walker, 4-star wide receiver, Xavier Williams, and 4-star defensive end, Jordan Davis. So if you look at the defensive ends, we got 4 4-star. That's great. And also 2 4-star offensive linemen. So in the trenches, looking good. Skill players still a little bit lacking. But we do know Alabama's roster is very deep with skill players. So they're going to be fine. They're going to fill their needs. They've got time. There is an early signing period this year. So you want to try to get as many good players in by that point as you can. But the ones who don't sign before then, Alabama will certainly be recruiting hard. And I expect them to be able to finish strong. Visit thehashtag.us. For more Red Elephant Radio, you can check there for weekly updates. And then you've got Smart Money Picks coming in also. entering this past weekend, although all scores aren't final headed through Sunday, we were 169-1 coming in. And through Saturday of this past week, we were slightly above 500. So that record likely to improve as long as Sunday is good. So these picks are free. They're against the spread. They start Thursday, go through Monday. If there's games on Thursday or Monday night, we like multiple picks through NCAA football and college. They're winners. They're free. And that's Smart Money Picks on the hashtag .us. We'll talk to you next week after the LSU game. Roll Tide.